1F, Exercise 2B, page 12. You will hear an interview with a girl called Jane Thomas.
I'm here today with local girl Jane Thomas, who has become something of a celebrity thanks to her adventures in her new hobby, tightrope walking. Being a tightrope walker is something rather unusual, Jane. Why don't you tell us a little about how you started?
Well, unlike most activities or sports, it's fair to say that no one else in my family was interested in walking on a rope high up from the ground. It's not exactly something you pop into the garden to do when you're a child, like kicking a ball around or learning to ride a bike. I actually saw a video that my friends were sharing online and I thought it looked like fun.
Is it a difficult skill to learn?
It takes a lot of practice, but the exercises themselves are quite straightforward. In fact, a lot of them are easier than you think. Balance is really important when tightrope walking, so that plays a big part. You have to have strong legs, so we work on that every Saturday at the gym. This helps you practice holding your balance on one leg and learn how to use your center of gravity. You also have to work on the rope and get used to it at different heights, but you don't have to do that straight away. At first, when you aren't working out, you have to spend a lot of time walking along a straight line drawn on the floor, again and again, every afternoon after school.
That's a lot of things. Which is the most challenging for beginners?
I'm sure that the gym work might seem tough, but it's not too bad. Trust me, I'm not that athletic, and even I find it okay. In the end, it's just a case of hard work and putting in the effort, isn't it? Now, although walking in a straight line sounds really simple, you have to pay a lot of attention, and that's rather tiring. But personally, I think most beginners worry about working on the rope. Even if you're brave, it's quite tense and quite frightening.
You also travel a lot as well, don't you?
Yes, that's right. Which is why some people might know about me already. I go to different parts of the country regularly to raise money for charity, and I often go overseas as well. Next week, I'm going to France to a valley that's in the record books for the most tightrope walks in Europe. I'm doing it for my local animal shelter, and you can see the event live on Channel 7 on Sunday.
That's very impressive. You're really doing a lot with your hobby.
I guess I am, aren't I? Everything I do, though, all comes from how much I love tightrope walking. For that reason, I never feel bored, even if the training takes up most of my free time and I have to travel a lot. For me, being able to help people in need makes it all worth it. I'm very proud about that.
So, I have to ask, what are your future plans long term?
To be honest, I'm so busy at the moment, training and planning charity events. It's difficult to see beyond that right now. I think I'd like to own my own tightrope walking school one day, though. Somewhere to teach the next generation and help young kids get into the hobby. I can't see myself writing a book about my experiences, although some people say that I should. But, you know, I think I should stick to what I'm good at and keep 2 feet on the ground for once.
Now listen again.
I'm here today with local girl Jane Thomas, who has become something of a celebrity thanks to her adventures in her new hobby, tightrope walking. Being a tightrope walker is something rather unusual, Jane. Why don't you tell us a little about how you started?
Well, unlike most activities or sports, it's fair to say that no one else in my family was interested in walking on a rope high up from the ground. It's not exactly something you pop into the garden to do when you're a child, like kicking a ball around or learning to ride a bike. I actually saw a video that my friends were sharing online and I thought it looked like fun.
Is it a difficult skill to learn?
It takes a lot of practice, but the exercises themselves are quite straightforward. In fact, a lot of them are easier than you think. Balance is really important when tightrope walking, so that plays a big part. You have to have strong legs, so we work on that every Saturday at the gym. This helps you practice holding your balance on one leg and learn how to use your center of gravity. You also have to work on the rope and get used to it at different heights, but you don't have to do that straight away. At first, when you aren't working out, you have to spend a lot of time walking along a straight line drawn on the floor, again and again, every afternoon after school.
That's a lot of things. Which is the most challenging for beginners?
I'm sure that the gym work might seem tough, but it's not too bad. Trust me, I'm not that athletic, and even I find it okay. In the end, it's just a case of hard work and putting in the effort, isn't it? Now, although walking in a straight line sounds really simple, you have to pay a lot of attention, and that's rather tiring. But personally, I think most beginners worry about working on the rope. Even if you're brave, it's quite tense and quite frightening.
You also travel a lot as well, don't you?
Yes, that's right. Which is why some people might know about me already. I go to different parts of the country regularly to raise money for charity, and I often go overseas as well. Next week, I'm going to France to a valley that's in the record books for the most tightrope walks in Europe. I'm doing it for my local animal shelter, and you can see the event live on Channel 7 on Sunday.
That's very impressive. You're really doing a lot with your hobby.
I guess I am, aren't I? Everything I do, though, all comes from how much I love tightrope walking. For that reason, I never feel bored, even if the training takes up most of my free time and I have to travel a lot. For me, being able to help people in need makes it all worth it. I'm very proud about that.
So, I have to ask, what are your future plans long term?
To be honest, I'm so busy at the moment, training and planning charity events. It's difficult to see beyond that right now. I think I'd like to own my own tightrope walking school one day, though. Somewhere to teach the next generation and help young kids get into the hobby. I can't see myself writing a book about my experiences, although some people say that I should. But, you know, I think I should stick to what I'm good at and keep 2 feet on the ground for once.